Are you understand?
The yellow one, right?
Can you hear me back there?
请问大家
你应该在这边吧？我应该在，你要我在那边吗？
你好。
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
Sorry, have to get our act together here. Well, it's wonderful to see you all tonight.
今晚真是太荣幸了，能够在这里。
Have you had a long day?
今天大家都很辛苦吧?
Yeah, well, I had a long day.
今天我很辛苦。
Well, I spent a day at the Michigan Business School.
我今天一整天都在密西根大学的商学院。
It was a really fun day. I got to meet and see some old friends.
虽然我很开心，也看到很多老朋友。
It was also a pretty long day. We started pretty early.
但今天一大早就开始了，所以我觉得今天已经蛮长的了。
I hope the Lord gives us energy, gives us enough to enjoy this evening together.
我希望主给我们每个人够能力，让我们大家今天晚上在这里都很开心。
The last time I was here, I was actually, and Bill showed the picture, but I actually hammered some of those nails that's around here. I don't know where they are.
我上次在这里说，这里有几个钉子是我钉的。
Yeah. And it's really great to be back.
所以很高兴今天能够再回到这里。
I speak some Mandarin. 我会说国语哦。 But not very good.
但我的中文不够好。
And the Lord blessed me with a wonderful partner, and I enjoy listening to her Mandarin.
但神赐给我一个很好的翻译。
So bear with us as we use this approach.
请大家担待一下，我们需要这个样子。
Okay, so let me begin with telling a story.
我一开始跟大家讲一个故事。
There was a young man who was just graduated from Oxford University.
有一个年轻人刚从牛津大学毕业。
He returned to say goodbye to his favorite professor.
他回到学校跟他最喜爱的一个教授说再见。
And the professor invited him in and asked him to come have a seat.
教授就请他进来聊聊。
He said, "What are your plans, young man?"
就问这年轻人说，你以后的计划是什么？
He said, "I'm going to law, sir."
他说：“呀，我要去法学院。”That's
fine, and then what?
教授说：“很好，然后呢？”
He said, "Well, I hope to advance to the presidency of our firm."
他说：“我希望将来做到我们公司的总裁。”Excellent.
What then?
太棒了，然后呢？
He said, "I hope to be elected to parliament."
他说：“我希望我能够被选入 parliament 立法院。”立法院
，very good. I think very good. Sounds right. That's excellent. And what after that?
太棒了，然后呢?
He said, "Well, I have some excellent ideas for England, and I hope to present them to the legislature."
然后我对英国有很多好主意，所以我希望能够带到立法院去。
Wonderful. What then?
太棒了，然后呢?
He said, "Well, I haven't thought too much beyond that. I suppose I'll retire."
我没想太多，可能我就退休了。
He said, "Yes. What then?"
那然后呢?
He says, "Well, I guess I'll enjoy myself for a few years."
他说我享受几年。
Fine, what then?
很好，然后呢?
Well, I don't know. I suppose I'll die.
不知道哎，我想我就死了。
Yes, what then?
他说然后呢? 教授问。
He says, "Well, I haven't given that any thought at all. I don't know."
他说我从来没想过哎，我不知道。
Professor says, "Young man, you're a fool. Go home and think life through."
教授就说：“年轻人啊，你实在是太不聪明了。回家，你把人生好好的想透吧。”You
know, a lot of people in this world, both young and old, fit into the same category.
我觉得在这世上很多的人，无论年轻无论老年，都跟这个年轻人很相似。Maybe
you never really think life through.
可能你从来没有把人生想透过。And
you know, I wonder if you've taken a good hard look at life.
我不知道你有没有好好的来看一下你自己的人生。
You know, sometimes I think life is a little bit like a dynamic programming problem.
有时候我觉得人生有一点像互动性的方程式。
Like you have to solve it backwards.
你需要从后面往前解。So
from the other end. In other words, when you think through to the end.
所以就是说，当你把那个问题想到底。
Once you decide how you want the end to look, then you can ask what does it imply for your decisions today.
当你决定这个问题应该怎么解的时候，你再回头来看你要怎么样来解它。
If you want to life to end a certain way, what do you need? What sort of decisions do we need to make today?
如果你要人生以怎么样的结局出现的话，你应该想想今天应该怎么做。
So, today I want to spend a little time with you thinking about.This, and I think that's one of the main reasons why you are here tonight is to spend some time thinking about these things.
我想今天会跟大家想一想，我想今天在座在这里，大部分也是因为你也想来想一下这个问题。
You know, I think you may be all at different stages of your faith journey.
在我们信仰的旅程上，可能我们每个人的步伐不一样。
Many of you are probably Christians for many years.
可能在座有些已经是基督徒好久了。
And some of you may not be Christians, but you've been interested for a while.
可能有些在座还不是基督徒，但你对这有兴趣。
And maybe some of you don't even know why you're here. Someone just dragged you here.
可能有人不知道自己为什么在这儿，只是被人拖过来了。
That is great, because we just want to spend a little time thinking about this journey and some of the very common questions that come up.
无论怎么样，我们很高兴今天晚上花点时间来想一下人生这个问题，以及面对这个选择所要面对一些问题。
As Haitao didn't mention is that I was not born into a Christian family.
海涛刚跟大家介绍的时候，可能不知道说我出生并不是在一个基督徒的家庭。
And yet, as he mentioned, I had a very radical change in my life experience 28 years ago.
但他刚跟大家分享的就是28年之前，我的人生有个极大的转变。
And since then, I've been sharing with people about the Christian faith and my experience.
自从那一天以后，我就跟大家很多人分享我人生的经验，跟我那时候所面临的一些问题。
And I found that many people have very common questions about the faith and about this whole journey.
我发现很多人都有类似对于我们的信仰，对于这个信心的旅程有相似的问题。
So I thought I would spend a little time talking a little bit about some of these common issues and questions.
所以我想今天跟大家分享一下，就是我们很多人有的共同的问题。
Okay, so I want to start by introducing to you, we don't have to, do you have Bibles with you? Probably not, huh?
请问在座有没有圣经?
If you do, you can follow me, but if not, just read what's behind me.
如果有圣经的话,你看我们真的老了,需要戴眼镜了。
Yeah.
如果你手中有圣经的话，请看圣经。然后如果没有的话，就请看后面的一幕。
If you can turn to Psalm 24 in the Old Testament,
请翻到旧约圣经诗篇第二十四篇。
If you don't have it, just take a look behind us. I hope you can read it.
大家看得到吗？
Can you read it from the back row? Okay. So I will ask Lily to read it in Chinese.
所以我会为大家读出来。地和其中所充满的，世界和住在其间的，都属耶和华。他把地建立在海上，安定在大水之上。谁能登耶和华的山？谁能站在他的圣所？就是守节心清，不向虚妄起誓，不怀诡诈的人，他必蒙耶和华赐福，又蒙救他的神使他诚义。这是寻求耶和华的主内，是寻求里面的雅各。众臣们呐，你们要抬起头来，永久的门户，你们要被举起，那荣耀的王将要进来。荣耀的王是谁？就是有力有能的耶和华，在战场上有能的耶和华。众臣们呐，你们要抬起头来，永久的门户，你们要把头抬起，那荣耀的王将要进来。荣耀的王是谁呢？万军之耶和华，他是荣耀的王。
Thank you.So this is a psalm from the Old Testament.
这是旧约的一首诗歌。
And psalms are in the Old Testament meant to be sung.
在旧约的诗歌就是应该把它唱出来的。
So it's also called a liturgical psalm.
它也是一个
liturgical psalm you use for worship.
它是用来敬拜的一首诗歌。
It's more than that. It's called a processional psalm.
不仅如此，这也是一个进行曲。
进行曲 ，very good， 进行 marching song，right？So this is a song that they sing as they are traveling.
就是他们在行动的时候，他们所唱的一首诗歌。
And if you read through the psalm, you can notice that this is a psalm with a happy mood.
如果你看这首诗歌，你感觉到他的情绪非常的兴奋。
It's a song about celebration.
它是一个庆祝的诗歌。
It talks about the lifting up of hearts and the receiving of blessings.
它是在你好像很开心，然后接受祝福。
It's also a song about an important event in Israel's history.
这首诗歌也是讲到一个在以色列历史中非常重要的一件事情。
It's the return of the Ark of the Covenant to the city of Jerusalem.
就是神的约柜回到耶路撒冷，神的城。
Do you know what the Ark of the Covenant is?
大家知道不知道神的约柜是什么？
Have you seen Raiders of the Lost Ark?
请大家有没有看到《约柜骑兵》这部电影？
You know the little ark is a wooden box.
那个约柜是一个木盒子。
And the Bible describes it in great detail.
圣经非常的仔细把它描述出来。
It's a rectangular box is made of acacia wood.
它是以皂荚木造的一个长方形的柜子。
It's 4 feet by 2.5 by 2.5 approximately.
四尺长。两尺半宽，两尺半深。
It's overlaid with pure gold.
它上面盖满了纯金。
And on the cover, there are these winged animals, winged creatures called cherubims.
在那个盖子的上面有个天使叫做基路伯。
And where the wings come together is a place called the mercy seat.
在这翅膀相簇的那个地方就叫做施恩座。
施恩座 is literally where God says, "I will meet you."
意思就是神在此与我们相会。
And there are, you may remember from the movie, there are 4 little rings in the corners of this box.
如果大家看了电影，可能记得在这个木盒四边有四个环子。
And these lower corners where the people put poles in, because you're supposed to carry it with poles, you're not supposed to touch it.
因为有两根棍子穿过这四个环，因为这一个木柜应该是让人抬着走的。
Yeah, not supposed to touch it.
是人不可以摸的。
But more important than what it looks like is what it represents.
比它的是什么样子更重要的是它象征什么。
To the Israelites, this is a symbol of God's presence.
对以色列人而言，这个象征神与他们同在。
And throughout the history of Israel, this covenant, this ark is associated with the presence of God.
在整个以色列人的历史，约柜就代表神与他们同在。
And it was always stored in the inner sanctuary of the temple.
而这个约柜，都是存放在圣殿最里面。
In the Jewish temple, it's layered, as you may remember. It's one layer, outer court, inner court, temple, and then the inner court of the temple, and the holiest of holies, the most inside.
如果大家知道以色列圣殿的构造，外院、内院、圣殿，然后圣殿最里面的那一块叫做至圣所。是一层一层的。
至圣所。So in the 至圣所 is where the ark sits.
在至圣所就是约柜摆放的地方。
And Moses built the tabernacle, he put the ark in the inner temple.
当摩西建造会幕的时候，他把约柜摆在至圣所。
And so when Israel, to the Israelites, it symbolized the presence and power of God.
所以对以色列人而言，它是象征神的同在以及神的能力。
When he put it in, the Bible tells us in Exodus 25 that the cloud of God's glory filled the tabernacle, came down.
圣经出埃及记25章告诉我们，当约柜摆进会幕最里面的时候，神的荣光充满了会幕。
And if you read the story in the Old Testament, the Israelites, as many of you know, fell away from faith. They didn't always were faithful to God.
但如果你看以色列人历史，你要知道他们不是随时随刻都对神忠心的。
And so for a period called the Judges, they got into fight battles with their enemies, and they were losing.
有一段时期叫做士师记，在那个时候，他们跟外面的人打仗的时候，他们就打输了。
And they decided, you know, maybe if we take this ark out, you know, we bring it to battle, maybe we'll win.
他们就想了，如果我们把约柜带到战场上，可能我们就会打胜仗。
So kind of, I don't know, Michigan play Notre Dame. And Michigan, heaven forbid, is losing. And Michigan says, maybe we bring the mascot out, we will win.
就好像密西根跟 Notre Dame 打球赛一样，他要把他的吉祥物带出来，帮助密西根赢。
吉祥物，
吉祥物。
So
yeah,
吉祥物。So God didn't like to be 吉祥物。
但神不是一个吉祥物。
It doesn't like to be a mascot. So they lost.
以色列人结果打输了。
And the ark fell into the hands of the Philistines, their enemies.
他们的敌人以色列人以利，哎呦 ，Philistines 以。非利士人 ，sorry, thank you. 非利士人就把这个约柜给抢走了。
And the Philistines though found that the ark was bringing them a lot of trouble.
结果历史告诉我们，非利士人得到这个约柜以后，反而得到了很多的灾祸。
And so they were afraid of it.
他们就很怕这个约柜。
So they put it on this ox cart and sent it back.
他们就把这个约柜放在一个牛车上，把它送回到以色列。
The ark ended up in a small town.It spent 20 years.
结果这个约柜就在一个小城、哦、在里面二十年。
Finally, when David became king,
到最后当大卫成为以色列王的时候
he brought it to Jerusalem.
他就把这个约柜带回到耶路撒冷。
He wanted to bring it back to where it belonged and put it in the temple.
他要把这个约柜带回到他应该在的地方，把它放在那里的圣殿。
And so this is a long historical background for this song.
所以这一个诗篇，我给大家一个很长的一个历史背景。
But it helps us to understand the mood behind this song.
但是这个要帮助我们了解这一首诗歌的背景跟它的情绪。
And so, you know, when you look at this, you could sort of picture the picture that's behind it.
所以当你看这个诗歌的时候，你好像可以看到这么一幅图画。
There's a group of people walking and singing as they're marching up towards Jerusalem.
有一群人一面唱歌，一面往着耶路撒冷走。
And you can imagine the flags in the air, the shouting, the trumpets.
你可以想象到旌旗飞扬，人在那边又唱又喊。
Jerusalem is a city on a hill.
耶路撒冷是一个在山上的一座城。
It's between two river valleys.
它是在两个河谷的中间。
And the Bible says David is the king.
圣经告诉我们，那个时候大卫是以色列的王。
And he was so happy, he was dancing and leading this assembly.
他非常的高兴，他带着这一个军队在那边又唱又跳。
In fact, he was dancing so much his wife thought he made a fool of himself.
事实上，他跳舞跳得这么厉害，他的太太反而看不起他了。
看不起他了，对。And you can imagine the people in this procession.
你可以想象在这一个队伍里面的这一些人。
And they look up.To the gates of Jerusalem.
当他们抬头看到耶路撒冷的城门的时候
，They say, "Open the gates."
他们说，把门打开来吧。
And there ensues this dialogue.
然后就开始有了这么一个对话。
In verse 10,
第十节
，The gatekeeper says, "Who is he, this King of Glory?"
第十节，那个守门的人就说，荣耀的王是谁
？And people down in the procession say.The Lord Almighty, He is the King of Glory.
那些跟他对话的人就说，万军之耶和华，他是荣耀的王。
And in verses 8 and 10, they say, It is the Lord, strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle.
第八、第九节告诉我们说，就是有力有能的耶和华，在战场上有能的耶和华。
在战场上有能的耶和华。And then in verses 1 and 2,
第一、第二节
it says,The earth is the Lord's and everything in it.
嗯哼，地和其中所充满的，世界和住在其间的，都属耶和华。
The world and everyone in it, He founded the seas and established it upon the waters.
他把地建立在海上，安定在大水之上。
Who is this God that we worship?
到底我们敬拜的这个神是哪一位？
He is the Lord, the creator of the universe.
他就是创造宇宙万物的主宰。
He is the creator of billions of galaxies.
他是成千上亿的星星都是他所造的。
Billions of stars in each galaxy.
成千上亿的银河系统都是他所造的。
He is also the rightful owner of this city.
他也是这一个城的主人。
And he belongs in the inner chamber of this city.
他就是应该住在这个城最里面最中心的地方。
So keep this picture in your mind.
所以希望我们以下走的时候，你记得这一幅图画。
Because when we talk about Christianity and what it's all about.
因为当我们讲到基督教跟基督教到底是什么的时候
，This picture kind of captures it.
这一幅图画好像就是浓缩，把它浓缩起来。
Christianity, the good news.
我们说基督教所讲的是好消息。
What is the good news?
到底什么好消息
？The good news is.God is near.
好消息就是神现在已经近了。
God has drawn close.
神已经近了。
God has not forgotten us.
神没有忘记我们。
And the creator of the universe has come back to claim what is his.
宇宙万物的创造主现在要回来，就是要得到 该属于他的。
He is at our very door.
他是在我们的门槛。
The Bible says that there is this empty spot in our heart.
圣经告诉我们，在我们里面中间有一个空间。
It's like the empty space in the inner chamber of the Jewish temple.
就像犹太人圣殿最中间那一块空的地方。
It is empty because it used to be where God was.
它现在是空的，因为以前这是神在的地方。
It's empty because God is not there.
现在是空的，因为神现在不在这里。
And the God that should be inside is now outside.
应该在里面的神现在站在外边。
He is at the gate.
他在门口。
And he stands there.
他站在那里。
And he says, I am back.
他告诉你说我回来了。
He says, I am the God Almighty.
他告诉你他是大而有能的神。
And he asks,Do you know that there is an empty space in your heart?
他在问你，你知道不知道，在你的心里有这么一块空处呢？
A place that you may have tried to fill with many things.
可能这个空间，你尝试用各种不同的方法来填补它。
In many ways.
用各种不同的方法方式。
Often we respond a lot like this gatekeeper.
但常常我们的回答就好像这个守城门的人的回答一样。
We say, "Who is this King of Glory?"
我们就说荣耀的王是谁
？I don't know you.
我不认识你。
And we ask a lot of questions.
我们问很多的问题。
A lot of legitimate questions.
很多很合理的问题。
We want to know who we want, which we're opening our door to.
我们要知道我们把门打开来是迎接谁呢
？This is my castle.
这是我的城堡。
This is my city.
这是我的城市。
It may not be much, but it's all I've got.
可能没什么了不起，但是我唯一有的就是这个。
Who is this God that wants to come into my life?
正要进到我生命的神到底是谁
？Why should I open the door?
我为什么要把门向他打开
？There are many reasons why people don't open their door, their heart to God.
我想很多人不把心向神打开是有他们很多的原因。
So what I'd like to do is go through my own journey and reflect with you some of these.Questions.
所以我想跟大家分享的就是我自己的心路历程，以及我所面临的一些问题，以前所面临的问题。
Yeah, right. So let me start with another Bible passage. We won't look at many passages today.
我们不会看很多的经文，但这是其中之一。
The book of Hebrews, chapter 11, verse 6, says, "Without faith, it is impossible to please Him. For he that comes to God must believe that He is." And that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him.
希伯来书第十一章第六节，人非有信就不能得神的喜悦，因为到神面前来的人必须信有神，且信他赏赐那寻求他的人。
到神面前来的人必须怎么样？信有神 ，so 有一点点信啊。Just believe in the possible existence of God and.还有呢，
并他赏赐，
他会赏赐 those who earnestly seek him，
那寻求他的人。
Right? So, here's the starting point. To find God, you have to have enough presumption that perhaps he exists and that he is worth seeking after, didn't they?
所以你要寻求神，至少有这么两个，第一个。就是相信他可能存在。第二个就是相信他是值得寻求的。
Very good. So,
thank you.
No, I forgot what I was going to say. Okay, so does anybody here an atheist, like someone who strongly believe God does not exist?
请问在这里有没有非常肯定的无神论者？说神一定不存在？
没有啊，还是太累了。So in fact, I suggest it's really not very scientific to be an atheist.
事实上，如果你说你真的是非无神论者，真的是不是很科学的。
I think it takes a lot of faith.To be an atheist.
我觉得如果你真的说你是无神论者，你需要很大的信心。
You know, in 1990, the U.S. launched the Hubble telescope.
1990年，美国射上了一个太空的一个I don't know telescope 望远镜。
It orbited the Earth, you know, and was able to give us a much clearer view of space.
它穿过了大气层，所以它对太空所照的照相是更加的清楚。
As a result of this telescope, we discovered 40 billion more galaxies.
因为有了这个望远镜，我们发现更多了400亿更多的星星。
The average galaxy has over 100 million stars.
100 million. Oh, I'm really bad with numbers.
Lots of stars.
每个银河系有。
Suddenly, the you know, our observable space expanded massively.
突然，我们肉眼所看到的突然就扩大了。不晓得多少。
Suppose God chooses to pick a star and hide behind it.
你觉得如果神决定找那么一个星星自己躲在后面的话
？You know what? You'll never find him.
你是绝对找不到他的。
Because how many would you have to look behind?
你想想看，你要找多少颗星，你才能找得到他
？So scientific methods cannot prove a proposition, right? Those of you, many of you, most of you are scientists and or scientists. You know that science can only falsify.对不对？
我们知道科学是不能证明什么，只能反证一些东西。
So you know,
否定一些东西。
Can you say there are no black swans just because every swan you've ever seen is white?
你能不能说世上没有黑色的天鹅，因为你所看见的天鹅都是白的
？You can't, right? Because one day I saw a black swan.
因为真的有一天，
I saw two of them.
我看到了两只黑色的天鹅。
It was in the Vancouver Zoo.They were pure black and they have red bills.
Yeah, 它是在温哥华的一个动物园，它是纯黑的羽毛，说鲜红色的嘴巴。
Yeah, you know, the thing is, it's irrational to say there is no God just because you've never seen him.
所以你说，因为我没有见到神，所以没有神，事实上不是很科学，不科学。
So it's not very scientific to be a pure atheist.
所以如果你是一个纯无神论者，那并不科学。
Probably a more scientific or wiser acknowledgement is that you've never seen him personally.
可能更正确、更科学的说法就是说，你从来没有见过他。
Most people are not really atheists.
我觉得大部分的很少人，事实上是纯无神论者。
Most people are either believers or what we call agnostics. People we say we are not sure.
有一些人就是大部分就是说不可知论，不太知道到底有没有神。
And for many years, I was an agnostic.
很多很多年，我自己都是这个样子。
When I grew up, my mother became a Christian earlier because she's a language professor and she taught some missionaries in Taiwan and she became a Christian.
我长大的时候，我妈妈因为她那个时候是教中文，教一些宣教士，所以我妈妈成为了基督徒。
But my father was not a believer. In fact, he was a very articulate.Atheist.
事实上，我爸爸却不信神，而且我爸爸是口才很好的。
Yeah, and I had a lot of respect for my father, so I grew up kind of confused.
因为我很尊敬我爸爸，所以我就糊里糊涂的这样长大了。
When I got to high school, I decided that God and I have come to some sort of truce.
当我到高中的时候，我觉得神跟我中间有了一个妥协。
I cannot say that there is no God.
我不能说没有神。
But I also am not going to spend the rest of my life worrying about it.
但是我也不要花很多的时间来担忧这件事情。
Because when you grow up in North America, there are lots of things for a boy to pay attention to.
因为如果你在北美长大的话，一个男孩有太多其他的兴趣了。
There's friends, school, sports, chess, fishing, photography, and later girls.
有朋友，有象棋、钓鱼、运动，各式各样。后来又女孩子。
But whether God exists or not didn't seem very important to me.
对我而言，那个时候哈，神存在不存在不重要。
If he exists, he didn't spend a lot of time introducing himself to me.
如果神存在的话，他也没有花很多时间来介绍他自己。
He didn't make very clear what he expects from me.
他也没有让我知道很清楚到底他对我有什么样的要求。
So what does it matter if he exists?
到底他存在不存在并不重要。
I'm just going to learn and do my best.
我就是要学习好好的做人。
I figure if God is going to send people to hell just because people fail to worship him,then he's probably not worth worshiping in the first place.
那就觉得一个神如果不敬拜他，就要把人打进地狱，这种神不值得信。
Right, that's how I figure it.
那就是我那个时候的感受。
So I didn't spend a lot of time not really looking for God.
我没有花很多时间来寻求神。
And he sort of left me alone.
神好像也没有来找我麻烦。
Occasionally, I would do something that kind of make me feel guilty afterwards.
有时候我做一些事情，事后也有一点内疚。
I remember stealing some money from my parents' drawer.
我记得有一次在我爸妈的抽屉偷了点钱。
And I did some other bad things, but I'm not going to tell you about them.
我也做了其他一些事情，先不告诉你。嗯。
But one thing I thought if God graded on a curve, well, maybe I'm not A, but I think I will pass.
我想神对每一个人打分数的话，我可能拿不到 A, 但至少我能够及格吧。
Well, because there's so many people worse than me.
因为有这么多人比我差呀。
Maybe curve it, I'm okay.
如果他打分数的话，我想我可以。
But then in the last 2 years of my college,
但是在我大学最后两年的时候
I ran into a number of setbacks.
我就有了一些、setbacks, 有一些挫折。Thank you.
And I started to think again about this issue of God.
我就开始再想一下这神关于神的这件事。
The one thing was that my father contracted cancer.
其中一件事就是我爸爸那时候得了癌症。
And what's more amazing, he then became a Christian.
更奇妙的是我爸爸竟然成为基督徒了。
And another thing was I was having a series of failed romances.
另外一件打击就是我失恋了好几次。
Sometimes it was me. I can't seem to hold my attention.And sometimes it was someone else who can't hold their attention.
失恋的原因有时候是因为我自己不专心，有时候是对方不专心。
Yes, exactly. But in the process, I discovered some things.
但在这个过程，我发现了一些事情。
I discovered there are many important things in life that I had no control of.
我发现一件事就是，人生很多很重要的事情是我无法控制的。
And if, for example, my own feelings of jealousy.
比方说我自己心里的嫉妒
of envy
嫉妒
yes jealousy envy anger
愤怒
lust
淫念
they were things I could not control
这些事情我自己控制不了
I felt powerless to deal with my own emotions
对我自己的情绪我发现我无法控制
in fact if you looked at my career you would say this guy is doing great he's a young guy and he's doing great
如果你看了我甚至年轻的时候我的事业你会说哇这个人很成功很行啊
But inside I felt directionless
但是在我的里面我觉得没有方向
I was drifting
我在漂流
And I start to wonder again whether it's possible to find peace with God
我那个时候就再一次的想到我可能不可能与神和好
You know I looked hard but he didn't So I started to earnestly seek after God
然后我就开始像这里所讲的寻求他了
You know, to search for him and to think perhaps that he will be a rewarder of those who search.
然后来开始寻求他，就相信他可能会赏赐那寻求他的人。
Yeah, this is a good starting point.
所以这是一个很好的起点。
Now, some of you say, suppose I'm at this point, I'm interested.
可能有人你现在就在这一点说啊，我就是站在这个地方，我开始有兴趣了。
I'm willing to think he might exist.
我愿意想他可能存在。
I might think he's worth seeking after.
可能他是值得寻求。
But then you say I'm a scientist.
但有人说，但我是一个科学家。
I need proof.
我需要证明。
You know, I know there are some people who feel that Christianity and science are not compatible.
有一些人就觉得基督教跟科学两个是彼此无法相称的，
无法相称的。Because you know, Christianity is like you know maybe for the weak-minded.
有人觉得说基督教可能是心灵比较软弱的人来接受。
If not the weak-minded, then the weak-willed.
要不是心情比较软弱，就是意志比较薄弱。
That is anti-intellectual.
因为基督教是反。反知识的，
反知识 ，opium of the masses。
有一些人甚至讲说它是大众的鸦片。
So you know, but if you look around,
但如果你四围看一看的话
，if you like run a correlation, you know, between IQs and faith, I don't think you're going to necessarily get a significant positive or negative slope.
如果你真的是来做这么一个研究的话，你会发现相信不相信跟一个人智商中间是没有相关性的。
Yeah, very good. 没有相关性。Because, you know, you will, as you find there are believers in every level of life.
你会发现基督徒人生各阶层都有。
And there are non-believers in every level of life.
而不信主的也是各阶层都有。
You see, it seems like there are some of the most talented scientists in human history are very committed believers.
你知道，在科学界非常有名的一些科学家，他们是基督徒。
Sir Isaac Newton.
比方说牛顿。
Blaise Pascal, the mathematician.
比方说数学家 Blaise Pascal.
They're very moral people.
也有一些很道德非常高尚的人。
Mother Teresa.
比方说Mother Teresa， 叫什么
？Martin Luther King Jr.
Yeah, Martin Luther Jr. Martin Luther King.
Even the Chinese Sun Yat-sen, Dr. Sun Yat-sen.
Even Sun Zhongshan 先生 yeah.
All very profoundly influenced by the life of Christ.
他们都是因为基督的耶稣的一生给他们很大的影响。
Even Mahatma Gandhi.
甚至印度的那个甘地先生。
Who founded the largest democracy movement in the history of mankind.
他是在人类最大的一个民族运动的领导。
Although he was not a Christian, he said he asserts that what he does is because he took seriously the Sermon on the Mount taught by Jesus.
他讲到说，他受了非常大的影响，就是耶稣的登山宝训。
Yeah, so there doesn't seem to be that big a relationship between science and Christianity.
所以我说，并不是说基督教跟科学中间有这么大的一个相对性。
If science tells you how something happens, but it doesn't tell you why.
因为科学告诉你什么事情怎么样发生，但它不告诉你为什么它发生。
Science helps you understand the physical universe, but not the spiritual.
科学告诉你物质世界，但它不告诉你精神的世界。
And we are more than physical beings.
但我们每一个人都是不是光是物质的。
不是光是物质的。Because there are many things vital to us.That are not material.
但人生中间对我们很重要的很多东西不是物质的。
Like beauty.
比方说美。
Like love.
爱。
Like friendship.
友谊。
Like justice.
公正。
These are vital to us.
这些事情对我们都非常的重要。
Life purpose.
它给我们生命意义。
They are not physically measurable.
但是他们不能用物质衡量出来的。
You can digitally replace digitally reproduce every note in Beethoven's Ninth Symphony, right? You can analyze its composition in great detail.
比方说贝多芬的第九交响乐，你可以用各种方式来重复它，或者是来分析它。
You can understand how the hammer hits the piano string for every note.
你可以知道那个锤子是怎么样打到那个弦上发出这个声音。
But it may not tell you.Why you cry when you hear it?
但是他却不能告诉你为什么你听到了这一片音乐你会流泪。
Because life is more than the sum of the physical world.
因为人生不是光是物质加起来的总数。
So it's quite possible to be a scientist and a Christian.
所以如果你是一个科学家，你是可以成为一个基督徒的。
Some people don't like the fact that Bible talk about miracles.
第二个问题就是有些人觉得圣经讲到奇迹这个是不能接受的。
Miracles don't seem scientific.
因为奇迹不科学。
But in fact, the miracles in the Bible are clustered in four groups over time. It's not like it is randomly scattered across human history.
但在圣经里面，如果你仔细看的话，奇迹发生在四个不同的时段。
Predominantly clustered.
Yeah, 大部分都是集在某一个时段，不是随时随刻到处啊。
But more importantly,
但更重要的是
the basic question is whether you believe God exists.
最基本的问题是你相不相信神存在。
If God exists, then the God that created the universe surely has the same ability to create in a way that you haven't figured out yet.
如果神存在的话，神可以让奇迹产生，因为你不了解他是怎么样创造的。
The problem is miracles are not typically replicable.
很重要的一点就是奇迹是不能重复的。
Not like in an experimental setting.
它不是像做实验一样，你可以重做一次。
When we ask for a miracle, God doesn't always seem to obligate on the spot.
好像我们有时候说，神你显个奇迹吧，他好像不是马上当场就显。
Chuck Swindoll, a pastor, says we can believe in miracles, but we can't schedule them.
有个很有名的一个牧师讲到说，我们可以 ，What was the first one?
We can believe in miracles.
我们可以相信奇迹，但是我们不能说奇迹你现在什么时候要应该发生。
Sometimes when students get to exam time, they try to schedule miracles.
有一些学生就在考试之前就说，奇迹你现在就要发生。
But in fact, miracles can happen all the time. The issue is whether we see them.
奇迹事实上随时都可能发生，重要的是你看不看得到它是一个奇迹。
There's a pastor by the name of Wayne Burnett.
有一个牧师名字叫 William Burnett.
He once told this story.
他讲过一个故事。
He said once he was with a friend in Denver.
他说有一次他跟一个朋友在丹佛市。
In downtown Denver, they were sitting in a cafe across the street.
他们就坐在那个城市中心，坐在一个 cafe.
It was a beautiful day.
那天非常的美。
Crystal clear, no humidity.
那天非常的蓝天白云，一点潮气都没有。
And as they were looking, they saw that there was a young mother coming out of a card shop on the other side of the street with a little girl.
当他们坐在里面喝咖啡的时候，他看到对街有一个妈妈从一个卡片店出来，手上牵着她的小女儿。
She was so absorbed that she was reading this card.
她非常的就是一直在专心的在看手上这个卡片。
Holding her daughter by the hand.
手上握着她的小女儿。
She was so engrossed that she did not see that there was this shuttle bus moving quickly down the street towards them.
她这么专心看卡片，她没有注意到有一个那个汽车很快的从那边从她那个旁边开过来。
She and her daughter were one step from disaster.
她跟她的女儿再多跨一步就被撞了。
We started to want to yell, but we couldn't even get a word out.
他们看到这个牧师看到就想大叫，但是话还没有说出来。
Suddenly, this breeze just blew the card out of her hand.
突然不想有一阵风就把他手中的卡片给吹走了
Over her shoulder.
就从他这个肩膀这样吹过去
And she spun around to grab it.
他就转过身来抓那个卡片
And when she picked it up on the, from the ground.
当他在地上把卡片捡起来的时候
And she got up. The bus had gone by.
他站起来的时候那个巴士已经过去了
This pastor said, to this day, it...Two things perplex me.
那个牧师说，一直到今天都有两件事情我想不通。
Where did that spurt of wind come from?
第一个就是那一阵风是从哪里来的
？It seemed there wasn't a whisper of wind.
在他那一天一丝风都没有。
It wasn't blowing the same direction as the bus.
而且那个风吹的方向跟巴士来的方向不一样。
And he said, you know, if we were able to yell.Out in time, maybe she would look up and she would get hit.
而如果那个时候我喊叫叫出声来，不一定她一抬头反而被这个巴士撞到。
He said, "I have no doubt it was a breath from God protecting them."
这牧师心里说，我非常的知道是神，好像在那个时候在保护他。
God works in mysterious ways.
神是以很奇妙的方式在我们的周围工作。
Nothing happens by accident.
没有任何一件事情发生是意外的。
It's not an accident that you're here today.
所以我说今天晚上你在这里也不是一个意外。
It is not an accident that when you heart cries out for God, He starts directing your life.
当你心里开始向神呼喊的时候，他就开始回应你的呼喊。
He starts drawing people into your life that would lead you to Himself.
他就会在你周围安排一些人带你到他的面前。
I remember in my, soon after my graduation, I was very lost.
我记得我大学刚毕业的时候，我真的是非常的流失。
I remember one night I drank too much.
我记得有一天晚上我喝了很多酒。
I was at University of Waterloo. I wandered around wondering where God was.
我那天晚上就在街上流荡，在说神啊，你到底在哪里
？I saw a church.
我看到一个教堂。
So I sat at the door. I said, I want to wait till you open the door, God.
我就坐在那个教堂门口，我说神啊，我就等着你替我开门。
I waited till morning and nobody opened the door.
我一直等到早上都没有人。
I wandered back home, and I said, "That's just the way it is."
啊，我就悠悠荡荡的回去。我说，哎呀。
But as I look back on my life, I realized that God heard everything.
但是当我现在回顾的时候，我知道神听到我每一声的呼喊。
We cannot always recognize miracles when they happen in our lives.
在我们的生命里，当奇迹发生的时候，有时候我们自己认不出来。
You know, the sky is so big.
你知道，虽然天很大
，we only need two nickels to cover up the whole sky。
我们只需要两个铜板就可以把整个的天盖住。
The most obvious thing in life could be invisible to us because of just a couple of nickels。
你知道，人生一些很明显的事情我们看不见，因为我们眼睛上盖了两个铜板。
Miracle happens, but we are not always attuned to them.
奇迹发生，只是我们自己看不见、听不到而已。
A lot of people think, you know, it's not rational to believe in God.
有一些人觉得理智的人是不会相信神的。
I think it's irrational not to.
但是我觉得你不相信才是不理智。
Because if you were really rational,
因为如果你真的理智的话
you will recognize that your rationality is not enough.
你就会知道你的理智的本身是不够的。
It is rationality that helps us to recognize the limitations of the human mind.
我知道，我告诉你，理智让你看到人的有限。
You know, Blaise Pascal, the mathematician who did the Pascal's triangle,
一个非常有名的数学家 Pascal, 大家可能会知道。
Right. He said, the ultimate end of reason is to tell us that reason alone is not enough.
他说这么一句话，他说理智的终点就是告诉我们理智的本身是不够的。
Very, very good. So you, 理智 is like, if you follow your 理智, it's like following the dotted line because you're driving, you're following the road, you just follow it all the way.
如果你跟随理智的话，你就好像跟随着这么一条路。
And it, eventually this road will lead you up to a hilltop.
这个路道最终会带你到一个山顶。
And on the hilltop, there are no more roads.
就到山顶就再也没有路了。
And standing at the hilltop, you see a rocket ship.
就在山顶上你看到的是一个火箭。
And when you look up from there, you see the sky full of billions of stars.
当你站在那里抬头一看，天上是成千上万的星星。
And your logic tells you you can no longer follow the line.
你知道，你的理智就告诉你在这里再也没有线可以让你再跟着走了。
If you want to go to the stars, your next step is to get on the ship.
如果你要到星星那里，你下一步必须要走进这个火箭。
Logic tells us we're at the end of logic.
理智告诉你已经在理智的终极。
If we want to find God in this great vastness,
如果你要在这个广大的宇宙找到神的话，
we need Him to help us.
我们需要神来帮助我们。
Because if He doesn't help us, if He doesn't want to be found, you are done.
因为如果他不帮助你，他不要你找到他，你是绝对找不到的。
So what we need is a logic that transcends, a faith that transcends logic.
我们所需要的是超越理智的信心。
We send up our prayers.
我们把我们的祷告。
We ask God to help us.
送上去。
To recognize Him and to know Him.
求神来帮助我们认识他，认出他，接受他。
Very good. You know, we live on this little tiny blue planet.
我们活在这个小小的一个星球上。
You know, at the core of the Earth, it's 7,000 degrees Celsius. That's what it says.
在这个地球的中间是7000度摄氏。
Up in deep space, it's -455 degrees Celsius. That's what they tell me.
如果你到外太空的话，到天上层的话是零下450度。
And here we have this little marble of a planet.
我们在这里一个小小的一个星球。
And there is water and there is air and there's little protective membrane that is only about a mile deep.
我们在这里有空气有水，然后有一个大气层，这个大气层只有一里这么深。
There's a tiny envelope in which all of the diversity of life we know is here.
你知道，我们所知道所有的生命就在这么小小的一层膜上面。
When you look at the vastness of these galaxies and the smallness of you,
当你看到广大的宇宙，看到你自己有多么小的时候
，You know.Why can we not see miracles?
我们怎么会看不到奇迹呢？
But for many people, rationality is not the main problem.
但对有一些人，理智不是一个问题。
The bigger problem is, whether or not God is relevant.
更大的一个问题就是神对我又有什么相关呢？
Like so what, right?
又怎么样？
In research, we say the top question in research paper is so what. People also say, if there's God or not, so what.
有神没有神又怎么样？
When I was little, I was thinking about God, and I say, why do I want to read the Bible? What I want to do is find myself.
我年轻的时候就说，我干嘛要看圣经啊？我要找到我自己。
How can this Bible help me find myself?
这个书怎么能够帮助我找到我自己呢？
I want to experience things.
我要经历事情。
You know, maybe if I go to the beaches of California.
如果我到加州的海滩。
Maybe I can find myself.
可能在那儿我可以找到我自己。
Maybe if I go to Europe and I bum around on the train, I will find myself.
如果我到欧洲。到处走走的话，可能我会找到我自己。
I want to experience things. I want to suck the marrow out of the bone of life.
我要经历事情，我要把人生的精髓把它吸出来。
How can I find myself?
我怎么找到我自己？
How can this Bible help me?
这个圣经怎么能帮助我？
A lot of people probably feel that way, especially young people.
我想很多人，尤其年轻人，今天有这个感觉。
There's so much of life to live.
人生有这么多可以经历的。
Experiment with.
来实验
experience.
来经历经验它
How do I find myself? Something exciting.
我要的是更兴奋的东西让我来经历
But, you know, the truth actually
但事实上
is that until you find God, you will not find yourself.
事实上是除非你先找到神否则你不能找到你自己
You can travel the whole world around.
你可以到世界各地
You will not find yourself.
你找不到你自己
Until you find God.
直到你先找到神
Until you have peace with God.
直到你与神和好
You know, a Presbyterian pastor I like a lot. He had a verse. He said, "Self is the true prison of the soul."
有一个很有名的牧师说，自我才是灵魂的监牢。
Self is the true prison of the soul.
自我才是灵魂的监牢。
You can go everywhere in the world.
你可以到世界各地。
Some of the most famous people seem to conquer everything in the world.
有一些很有名的人好像征服世界上的一切。
But they cannot conquer themselves.
但他征服不了自己。
You know, Alexander the Great.
亚历山大帝。
In his early 30s, he had conquered most of the then known world.
他三十多岁，那个时候的世界就已经被他征服了。
But he had a drinking problem. He drank a lot.
但是他有一个酗酒的问题。
And one day when he was drunk, he, in a fit, he killed one of his trusted lieutenant, who was also a good friend.
就有一天他酗酒的时候，他就杀了一个他的好朋友，也是他一个帮手。
And when he awoke, he was filled with remorse.
当他醒过来以后，他心里非常的悔恨。
But that did not stop him from drinking.
但那并没有停止他继续酗酒。
And in fact, many say that his early death has to do with the, partly to do with the fact that he just drank too much.
有一些人说他这么早去世跟他喝太多酒有关系。
Some of our most talented people in the world.
世界上有一些很有恩赐的人。
Seem to have a death wish.
好像就是要有这种毁灭自己的愿望。
You know, people like Elvis Presley.
比方说猫王 Elvis Presley.
Michael Jackson.
Michael Jackson, 新猫王。
Mike Tyson.
拳王 Mike Tyson.
You know, maybe Bill Clinton. You know.
Even 以前的总统 Bill Clinton.
Better than anybody, but cannot overcome themselves.
他们聪明或者超级，但是他无法控制自己。
You know, in the Roman times.
在罗马的时代。
They had this very cool.A cruel punishment.
有一个非常残忍的一个酷刑。
They take a live man and tie him face to face to a dead man.
他们把一个活的人面对面跟一个死人绑在一起。
They tie them together until the smell and the reek was so bad that, you know, the live guy dies too.
一直等到这个活的人真是受不了恶心，然后死掉。
You know, what if that dead person is you?
那如果那个死的人就是你呢
And the live person is also you.
而那个活着的人也是你呢
What if what you are tied to is something you don't want to be, but is part of you?
如果你这紧紧绑住一个人，是你不希望跟他绑在一起，但你也无法甩脱的呢
Many people think sin is, Christians talk about sin a lot. Sin is something you do.
有一些人说，基督徒老讲的罪，罪好像是人做出来的。
Like something like you know speeding or something.
好像超车这一些事情。
But sin, when the Bible talks about it, is quite different.
但当圣经讲到罪的时候，是非常不同的。
Here's a passage on sin.
这里圣经的一个关于罪的一个经文。
I remember, it was 1982, in August, and I went to a Christian retreat.
我记得1982年，我去了一个基督徒的退休会。
I didn't want to go. I had other plans.
我真的不想去，我有其他的计划。
My friends and I made all plans, and on just before this retreat, everything got canceled. All my friends canceled on me.
我本来有其他的计划，但是就在最后一刻中，我所有的朋友都拒绝去了。
And my parents said, "Why don't you come with us?"
就我爸妈就说啊，你就跟我们一起去吧。
I didn't want to go, but I already took a week off vacation.
我虽然不想去，但是我已经拿了一个礼拜的假。
And I really liked fishing, and this place called Finland Falls in Ontario had really good fishing.
虽然我不想去这一个地方，但是他们那个聚会的地点钓鱼非常的好。
So I went because I thought I can go fishing.
所以我就去了，这样我可以钓鱼。
And the first day I fished, and in the evening I went to Bible study.
白天钓鱼，晚上呢就去查经。
I remember that first night there were a lot of things they discussed that I didn't understand.
我记得第一个晚上他们研究了很多事情我不懂。
But one thing hit me, it was this verse.
但是有一件事情打动了我的心，是这一句经文。
In Romans it's because all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
因为世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
And I thought, 世人 means everybody.
我就想世人是不是每一个人？
Everybody means I'm included.
如果是每一个人，那我也是其中之一。
So I immediately had this notion.
所以我马上就有这个感觉。
I thought this was interesting. The first time I heard it.
这是我第一次看到。
And then I wanted to know, well, if Jesus is the hope of the world, what happened to people who never heard about Jesus?
结果我就说，如果基督是世人的盼望，没有听过基督人怎么办？
Have you ever wondered that?
你有没有想过这个问题？
So that night I asked the man who was leading the Bible study.
那天晚上我就问那个带查经的人。
And this man was actually turned out to be a very famous guy, but I didn't know at the time.
这个人事实上是一个很有名的讲员，只是我那个时候不知道。
He guided me to Romans chapter 2.
他就翻到罗马书第二章。
And this is what he said, you know, the Bible doesn't explain in detail what happens to everybody.
他说圣经对这个并不是解释得很清楚。
But if you were to in looking at Romans 2, let's say verse 11, to start with,
如果你看罗马书第二章第十一节的话，
it says God does not show favoritism.
他就在于说神不偏待人。
神不偏待人。Okay, this is principle one. 神不偏待人。God's fair. Okay, and then keep going, please.
凡没有律法犯了罪的，也必不按律法灭亡；凡在律法以下犯了罪的，也必按律法受审判。原来在神面前不是听律法的为义，乃是行律法的称义。没有律法的外邦人就顺着本性行律法上的事，他们虽然没有律法，自己就是自己的律法。这是显出律法的功用，刻在他们的心里，他们是非之心同作见证，并非他们的思念互相较量，或以为是，或以为非。就在神借耶稣基督审判人隐秘是的日子，照着我们的福音所言。
Okay, so it says, it is not those who hear the law who are righteous in God's sight, but those who obey the law.
原来在神的面前不是听律法为义，乃是行律法称义。
So basic principle, number one, God is fair.
所以基本的原则，第一个，神是不偏待人。
Number two, God gives everybody some light.
第二个就是神给我们每一个人都有一些光。
Some light about himself, some light about truth and the world as it really is.
对于关于他、关于光、关于世界的一些光。
He said, if the Gentiles who do not have the law, that is, they do not know the law, but there is a law written in their heart.
没有律法的外邦人，他们心里也有一个律法。
Sometimes accuses them, and sometimes, does not written in the heart, right? Consequences.
Yeah, 就是这个律法是功用是在他们的心里。
Sometimes accusing, sometimes defending. Yeah.
嗯哼。
Right. So he says, you know, it's like this. It's like you have been shot with a poison arrow.
他就是说这个例子哈，就像你好像射了一个毒箭。
Right. And somebody wants to apply the antidote.
有一些人想把简要摆在你的上面。
And you say, wait.
你就说等一等。
the guy who shot me, was he right-handed or left-handed?
那个刚刚射毒箭的人，他是右手射的还是左手射的？
Was he wearing glasses?
他有没有戴眼镜？
Long sleeve or short sleeve?
他穿长袖还穿短袖？
Was he, you know, white or Asian?
他到底是亚洲人还是白人？
The thing is, you have been shot.
最重要是你现在身上有一个毒箭。
You know, and you need the antidote.
你需要解药。
These other questions are interesting.
这些其他的问题是有趣的问题。
But you have a, they are not vital to your life.
但是对于你的人生不是最重要的一件事情。
We always like to know what happens to other people.
因为我们常常都想知道那个人怎么办，别人怎么办。
But God says, you know, you have to be responsible for what the light God gives you.
但圣经告诉你说，你要对神给你的光做一个反应，负责任。
做一个负责任 ，right? So, everyone has to answer some very basic questions about life.
每一个人对于人生的基本，都有一些基本的问题需要回答。
Like, we all want to be happy.
我们每个人都希望做一个快乐的人。
But what is happiness?
什么是快乐？
How does one become happy?
一个人怎么样快乐？
Or blessed?
怎么样成为一个被祝福的人？
The second question is, what is a truly good person?
第二个问题就是怎么样做个好人？
How does one become a good person?
一个人怎么样做好人？
These are all questions that are worldview questions that we all make assumptions about.
这些是基本的世界观问题，我们每一个人都需要对这两个问题做一个回答。
And that is why God is relevant to your life.
这就是为什么神对你是重要的。
I don't know exactly how God handles many questions.
我不知道神怎么样应对很多不同的问题。
But I know that we are all responsible for the amount of light that God gives us.
但我知道我们每一个人一定要对自己所看到的亮光负责。
You know, as the week went on that week,
当我那个退休会那个礼拜继续走的时候
I started to wrestle with another problem.
我就有另外一个问题。
You know, it has to do not with logic, but it has to do with freedom.
它跟这个逻辑没有关系，而是跟自由有关系。
I look at Christians and I say, hey, they don't look like they have any freedom.
我看那些基督徒，我说，哎呀，这些人没有自由。
They live very restricted lives.
他们的生活好像
they have to do this, they've got to do that.
好多约束，要做这个，要做那个。
I feel like they're like pigeons who never wandered very far from their cage.
好像家鸽一样，从那个笼子旁边都飞不远。
I figured that if I became a Christian, I'd lose my freedom.
如果我做了基督徒，我不就失去了我的自由吗？
But you know, as you begin to understand Christianity,
但当你渐渐开始认识基督教的时候，
you might also encounter some anxieties and fears about freedom.
你心里也会着急，你会不会失去你的自由？
It has nothing to do with the logic of the reasoning.
这跟你的逻辑已经没有关系了。
Your objection is not mainly intellectual, but it is much more volitional.
而是一种意志上的问题。
But when you start to do that, what you are afraid of is not that God is not real. You're afraid He might be real.
当你走到那一步的时候，你不再怕神是不是真的，而是你真的怕他是真的了。
Because if there is a God,
因为如果有一个神的话
，and He has a will,
他有一个意志
，and I'm not God,
而我不是神
，then life becomes potentially inconvenient.
那人生就有一点不方便。
So maybe I'd rather not believe. Maybe I don't want to know.
可能我宁愿不要相信，我宁愿不要知道这个神。
Maybe somebody says, "Do you really want to know God?" You say, maybe not right now."
有人问你这么要认识神吗？你说可能不是现在。
Because we're afraid God would ask us to give up something.
因为我们怕神要我们放弃一些东西。
Something we care a lot about.
我们很在乎的东西。
Maybe a relationship that I'm afraid God might not like.
那我就怕神可能把一个很重要的关系拿走。
Maybe some habit.
可能有一些习惯。
Maybe if I negotiate the right deal, I'll try to believe.
如果神能够让我跟他讨价还价，那我就要相信。
But really, there's no need to fear.
但是你不要害怕。
Because if really God, who created everything, including you, exists,
如果神创造宇宙一切，包括你的话
，He has a better idea of what's good for you than you do.
他比你更知道什么对你好。
What is healthier?
什么是更健康的
？So the things He asks you to give up are definitely not things that you should keep.
他要你放弃的东西绝对不是应该你应该紧紧抓着的东西。
I remember asking this question of the man who led me to Christ.
我记得那个带领我信主的那个人，我就问了他这个问题。
I said, well, I'm a little worried about this freedom thing.
我就说我很怕这个自由这件事情。
And then he said, you know, until you find God, you will never find freedom.
他就跟我说，除非你先找到神，否则你不可能有真正的自由。
The more I thought about that night, the more I realized it's true.
我那天晚上越想，觉得他讲的越真。
Because the freedom we want is the freedom to do what we want.
因为常常人要的自由是想做什么就做什么的自由。
But that kind of freedom does not necessarily bring happiness.
但那个样的自由不见得带给你快乐。
There is a greater, like a spoiled child who gets everything but is not happy.
就像一个被宠坏的孩子，想要什么就得到什么，但他不见得快乐。
There is another freedom.
有另外一种自由。
It is the freedom to do what you should.
是一个该做什么就去做的自由。
That is a wonderful kind of freedom.
那是一个美妙的自由。
And to live a happy, a blessed, a good life is essential that you find that kind of freedom.
你知道，如果你想要做一个快乐的、有福的好人，你必须要找到那种自由。
嗯。There was one more problem.
还有最后一个问题。
Which was the problem of suffering.
就是人间苦难的问题。
You know, why is there so much suffering in the world?
为什么这世上有这么多的苦?
If there's a good and powerful God, why is there so much suffering?
如果有一个善良又全能的神，为什么世上有这么多苦?
Why is there still a Sichuan earthquake?
为什么四川会有大地震
？Why is there still 9/11？
为什么有911
？When we encounter those things, we ask those questions.
当我们看到这些事情，我们会问这些问题。
We say either God is not all good, or He is not all powerful.
我们就是要不神不是全善，要不他就是不是全能。
Because if He is all good and all powerful, how can these things happen?
因为如果他是全能又是全善，这些事情怎么可能发生
？You know, we all bear.Pains in our lives.
我们每一个人生命里都有很多的痛苦。
We all encounter suffering.
我们每一个人都经历痛苦。
If you live long enough, you will experience it.
如果你活得够老的话，你就会经历很多的苦。
Levi Jacob was a Jewish man.
有一个人名叫 Levi Jacob， 他是一个犹太人。
His whole family died in Auschwitz in the Second World War in the concentration camp.
他们全家人是第二次世界大战都在集中营中死了。
He became a crusader to keep alive the memories of Auschwitz after the war.
后来他就到处就是鼓吹让大家能够记得这个大屠杀的这个痛苦的经历。
In one of his books, he wrote, "When I saw the gray smoke rise up, this is the gas chamber smoke."He said, when I saw the gray smoke rise up against the blue sky, God died.
他在一本书上这样写，当他看到毒气室的那个灰烟往上升，趁着蔚蓝的天空的那一刻，他就说，在那一刻，上帝死了。
2001 for a lot of people was life-changing because of 9/11.
对很多人而言，2001年是一个改变人生的一年，因为911发生了。
For me, it was life-changing too, but it was because in the November of that year, my mother passed away.
对我而言，那是改变我人生的一年，因为那一年11月，我的母亲去世了。
Earlier on, my father had died. He died a number of years earlier.
好早以前，我爸就去世了。
But my mother got cancer.
但是我妈妈后来得了癌症。
And after an up and down battle,
经过了一个上上下下的征战。
She went through a lot of suffering.
她经过了很多的苦。
I remember in just before she went into the hospital for the last time.
我记得她最后一次去医院的途上。
We were in the same room and she was in one bed and I was in the other. And at night, all I can do is hear the raspingThe rasping of her breathing.
那一天晚上，我跟她在同一个房间，她睡在床上，我睡地上。那一夜，我只能听到就是她挣扎的呼吸的声音。
When she at her funeral,
在她的葬礼
，I remember asking the pastor.
我记得问那个主持的牧师
，Why is there
so much suffering in this world?
为什么世上有这么多的苦？
And this was a tall Englishman.
因为主持葬礼，他是一个个子很高的一个英国人，一个牧师。
And I remember his reply.
我记得他的回答。
He said, "Why is there so much suffering in this world?"
他说为什么这世界上有这么多苦？
So that we will know we live in a rotten world.
是要让我们知道我们活在一个腐败的世界上。
So that we will know we live in a rotten world.
是要让我们知道我们活在一个腐败的世界上。
Exactly.
就是这个样子。
We like to think that if there was no 9/11,
我们觉得说如果没有911,
if there's no Sichuan earthquake,
如果没有四川大地震,
this world would be all right.
这个世界会好一点。
But there is no such thing as sanitized sin.
但你知道，这个世上没有消过毒的罪。
There was a separation when man decided to walk away from God.
当人决定转离神的时候，人跟神中间就有了隔离。
And after that, there is suffering.
因为人跟神有隔离，人间就有苦。
You know, in this book.The first two chapters, Genesis 1 and 2, was there suffering?
你知道这本圣经最前创世纪一二章有痛苦吗？
No.
没有。
The last two chapters, Revelations, is there suffering?
启示录的最后两章有没有痛苦？
No.
没有。
No more tears. And everything in between? suffering.
在这个中间一切都是苦。
You know, when man decided to walk away from God,
因为当人决定要转离神的时候
instead of a God-centered life, we became a self-centered life.
他从一个以神为中心的生命成为了一个以人为中心的生命
And in a self-centered life, there is suffering.
如果是一个自我中心的世界的话绝对会有苦
Frederick Buchner.
有一个人名叫 Frederick Buchner.
He's a pastor and a writer.
他是一个牧师，也是一个作家。
He wrote many things.
他写了很多不同的东西。
Once he told a story.
有一次他讲一个故事。
About a time when he and his family was visiting.SeaWorld in Florida.
有次他跟他的家人去佛罗里达州的海洋世界。
And he described how he and his wife and his daughter were watching this show in SeaWorld.
然后他就讲到他跟他太太跟他女儿有一次看这么一个表演。
And there were the whales and the dolphins and people and they were all jumping and swimming and dancing.
有海豚，有鲸鱼，有人，大家都在那边跳，在那边表演跳舞。
He said it was as if man and woman and beast and sun and water and earth and sky and for all I know, God Himself was caught up in this one great jubilant dance of unimaginable beauty.
他说好像在那一刻他就觉得男女兽太阳水地球天空以及神大家都在一起跳一场和谐美妙的舞蹈
和谐美妙的舞蹈 And then he says right in the middle
他说就在看这场表演的中间
He said I was astonished to find myself in tears
他非常的惊讶发现他自己在流泪
He said I was embarrassed
他说他自己觉得有点不好意思。
But when I turn around and I looked at my wife and my daughter,
当我转过来看看我的太太跟女儿
I saw they were all crying.
我发现他们都在流泪。
And he said 2 weeks later,
他两个礼拜以后
he was in Washington State.
他在华盛顿州。
He was giving a talk and he described this experience.
他在那里演讲然后他就讲到他这个经历。
And this dean of the Salisbury Cathedral in England,came up to him afterwards.
在那个听众有一个是英国一个主教就过来跟他讲。
He showed him in his notes how he also saw this and he said, and I cried.
哦，这个主教也形容到说当他也去看了这场秀那个主教自己也哭了。
So Frederick Buchner said, we had all shed tears.
结果这个作家就说我们每个人都流过泪。
Because we had caught a glimpse in the midst of the dance.
因为当我们看到这场美丽的舞蹈的时候，我们心都被触动，都流了泪。
Because we had saw in the dance the peaceful kingdom.
因为在这场舞蹈中间，我们看到那个美妙的世界。
And it almost broke our heart.
看到那一个美妙，让我们的心都碎了。
He said, because we had seen Eden.
因为在那一刻，我们看到了伊甸园。
And had been a part of the great dance that goes on at the heart of creation.
而且我们也是这一场美妙舞蹈中的一份子。
We shed tears because we were given a glimpse of the way life was created to be, but is not.
我们之所以流泪，是因为我们在那一刻看到世界应该有的美好，同时也认识到我们自己不在那个美好之内。
I believe what we saw was the joy is what we belong to.
我相信我们看到那一刻的美妙，是我们本来应该有的美妙。
Joy is home.
喜乐才是我们的家。
And I believe that the tears that came into our eyes were more than anything else, homesick tears.
那时候我们所流的泪，是因为我们想家。
我们想家。Why does the human being long for something they have never experienced?
为什么人向往一些他从来没有经历过的事情？
Jesus said,Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall find God.
耶稣说，清心的人有福了，因为他们必得见神。
In this passage,
在这一段经文，
it says, sorry, let me skip this. It says, who can attend the house of the hill of the Lord?
谁能够登耶和华的山？
Who can stand in his presence?
谁能站在他的圣所？
It's those who have clean hands, pure heart.
第四节就是守洁心清。
Who do not swear to falsehood?
不向虚妄起誓，不怀诡诈的人。
不怀诡诈的人。Who can stand in the presence of a holy God?
谁能够站在圣洁的神面前？
The Bible says,Well, no one by your merit can stand before a holy God.
圣经告诉我们，不可能靠着你自己能够站在神的面前。
But those who have no falsehood.
但是那些守节心清的人可以。
Those who do not pretend.
那些不装假的人。
Those who are willing to come to God just the way they are.
那些原原本本的。样子愿意来到神面前的人。
You know, when we are little, what you see is who we are.
在我们小的时候，你是什么样，别人看到你就是这个样。
As we get older, we learn to hide.
当我们长大的时候，我们就比较会隐藏。
We feel something inside. We say we're okay.
我们里面有什么感受，但表面上说我们没事。
But those who are without falsehood are those who just come the way they are.
但是那些守节心清的人。真真实实来到神面前的
is who will see God.
就是能够得见神的人。
On the Wednesday evening of the week I was at that retreat.
在我去那个退休会的那个礼拜三的晚上。
The man who was who had been leading me.
就是那个带领我的那个人哈。
He said, I noticed that there's a couple of you in here who are not Christians.
他就说我注意到在你们中间有几个人还不是基督徒。
And he said, so I'm going to give a message today.
所以我今天会讲。
Just for non-Christians.
就是为了非基督徒讲一篇道。
It was a lot like the message I gave today.
就像我刚刚很像跟我刚刚给你的这一篇道。
And then at the end of the message, he said, is there anyone who wants to receive Jesus?
然后在他讲完了以后他说在这里有没有人愿意接受耶稣啊
And he said, if you do, raise your hand and tell God that you want to receive him.
如果你要接受他的话，请你举一个手。
And no one has ever asked me this.
从来没有人问过我这个问题。
And I never really actually thought of that.
我从来没有想过这个问题。
And I was sitting in the back of the room, right in the corner.
我就坐在那个大厅最远的一个角落。
suddenly I realized, yeah, I want to know God.
突然在那一刻，我真的知道我想要认识神。
But I was so afraid.
但是我好害怕。
I don't know why I was so afraid.
我不知道为什么那么怕。
I just kept my head way down.
我就把我的头低得好低。
And he was very earnest. He says, "Do you really want to know him? Do you really want to experience God?"
他非常的诚恳，他说：“你真的要认识神？你真的想要经历神吗？”
Do you really want?If he is there and he is real, are you real?
他说，如果神真真实实在那儿的话，你愿意真真实实来面对他吗？
I suddenly realized, yeah, I really want to know him if he is knowable.
在那一刻，我真的就知道，如果我能认识他的话，我要认识他。
So I kept my head really low.
就我就把头低得非常的低。
And I put my hand up just a little bit.
我就把我的手这么悄悄地举了一下。
And he said, I see you, praise the Lord.
他说我看到了，看到了。
I thought maybe he didn't see me. He got saw someone else.
Yeah, 我真的以为他没看到我。
But you know, when we get to a certain point in our journey, God gives us the opportunity to respond.
在我们寻求的旅程中，有这么一刻，神要你回应。
And that was my opportunity.
那是我的机会。
And I put my little hand up.
我把我的手伸了一下。
And I had no expectations except that I really wanted to know God.
我那时候没有任何的期望，我只是真的想认识他。
And by God's grace, a miracle happened. Come, like if I come to church often and I come to church often, I will look like a Christian or become a Christian.
有些人以为你先要常常来教会，你先做一个基督徒的样子。
And then I will believe.
然后才会信。
And then I will receive.
然后才会接待。
But the secret in the faith journey is always you receive, and then God gives you the gift to believe.And then you will become.
但信心的旅程一定第一步你要接受，然后神把信心的礼物给你，然后你才成为神的儿女。
Because faith really is a gift from God.
因为信心真的是神给的礼物。
And so, may God give us the grace to have a little bit of faith to receive what He has in store for you.
愿神给你足够的恩典，给你这么一点信心，让你愿意来接受它。
Let's pray.
我们来祷告。
Lord, we just thank you for every precious person in this room.
主啊，我们为在座每一个宝贝的人，为你向线上祷告。
Lord, you.Are the Lord of our lives.
主，你是我们生命的主。
You have guided us since the first moment we started to want to know you.
当我们想要认识你的那一刻开始，你就一直带领着我们。
And you lead us to this place tonight.
直到带我们今天晚上在这里。
We thank you, Lord, for your goodness to us.
谢谢你，主，你对我们这么好。
Though we do not always understand, yet we are willing to accept.
虽然我们不是什么都了解了，但是我们愿意接受。
We are willing to open ourselves and invite you to be the God of our lives.
我们愿意把心打开来，接受你成为我们生命的主宰。
Because it is your rightful place.
因为那是你该在的地方。
And we acknowledge that we want to know you.
我们承认我们要认识你。
Just tonight.
所以今天晚上。
I just want to give everyone here an opportunity to reflect on your own faith.
今天晚上我想给你一个机会来回想一下，来思考一下你自己信心的旅程。
Where have you been?
你以前在哪里？
Where are you going?
你到哪里去？
You are not here by accident.
今天晚上你在这儿不是意外。
Are you willing to say to God, Lord, I want to receive you in my life?
你今天晚愿不愿意对神说，我今天晚上愿意接受你。
Is there anyone here who is willing to say that?
请问在这里有哪一个人今天晚上愿意这样说？
To God, it's just between you and God.
对神有一个回应，就是你与神中间。
If there's anyone, can you just raise your hand?
如果你今晚愿意这个样的话，请你举一下手。
Just to indicate to God.
就是向神表现说，感谢主。这是你自己的决定，你自己的心意。
You could go through your whole life.
你可以走这么一生。
You can be skeptical your whole life.
你可以一生你都半信半疑。
Or you can say to God, I want to be as real as you tell me I should be.
在你今天晚上愿意跟神说，我就是愿意真真实实的、诚诚恳恳的来认识你。
Is there anyone else?
请问还有哪一位吗？感谢主。感谢主。请问还有哪一位吗？
It's just not to us, not to anyone else. It's what you want to tell God.
就是你自己愿意跟神说。
Because we all have our own journey.
因为每个人要走自己的路。
And no one can lead someone else to God. It is only when that person wants to encounter God. More than anything else.
一定是在你这人生，这是对你最重要的事情，你要与神面对面。
When you want to know him.
当你愿意认识他，知道他是神。
Is there anyone else?
请问还有哪一位吗？感谢神。请问还有哪一位吗？感谢主，可以把手放下。感谢主。
因为
大家，我们一起来祷告。
Thank you for every person. Thank you for the journey.That you have taken us on.
主，我们在这里为每一个人信心的旅程向你献上感谢。
We thank you that you are the God who gives us light and gives us direction.
谢谢你，你是给我们光、给我们方向的神。
I pray especially for those who have raised their hand tonight.
尤其是为今天晚上举手的。
We thank you that you encourage us and give us the courage to do so.
谢谢你给他们勇气这个样做。
And Lord, we just respectfully.Commit them into your trust.
主，我们恭敬地把他们交在你的手中。
Lord, we just pray that you would guide them, give them light.
愿你带领他们，给他们光亮。
Help them, Lord, to follow you.
帮助他们来跟随你。
To trust you.
来信任你。
And to honor you with their lives.
以他们的生命来荣耀你。我们感谢你，奉耶稣基督名求 ，Amen。